Thanks to this season's presenting sponsor, Driscoll's. Only the finest berries. Welcome to Mystery Recipe. I'm Molly Birnbaum, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids. Ready for week 6 of Mystery Recipe? This week will be full of exciting facts, recipe suggestions, and, as always, we'll be talking about the fun, fantastical, and fascinating sides of a new kitchen ingredient. Plus, at the end of the season, we'll use all of the ingredients to cook a mystery recipe together. So far, we have covered onions, salt, olive oil, tomatoes, and sugar. Time to find out what ingredient will be next. Today we're playing a round of Guess the Ingredient, where you get to listen to some mystery sounds and then guess this week's theme. Then we have a motivational interview with a super flavor agent. Finally, we'll hear some young chefs tell us how they use this secret ingredient at home. Let's get started.
Looks good.
I bet it tastes good.
America's Test Kitchen.
Mystery Recipe.
All right, I'm in the Recipe Lab, a place where we do experiments and find the fun in food. And it's time for our first segment, Guess the Ingredient. So, what ingredient will we be talking about this week? I've got our official ingredient guesser, Zoe, who is 11 years old. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Molly.
I'm going to play some sounds, and you get to guess what kitchen ingredient those sounds refer to. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, listen closely. So what do you think?
All right, so the first sound sounded like a machine or the wind whipping around outside.
Yes, so you heard outside, which is totally right. That's actually the sound of leaves rustling. So for this ingredient, we could really be anywhere outside, but probably someplace like a garden. What types of things grow outside?
You sometimes have like a shrub outside, but I doubt we're going to be cooking with a shrub.
Carrots, you're probably right.
Potatoes, a lot of vegetables,
plants,
yeah,
fruits, flowers.
Yeah. I mean, you could cook with flour. But I don't think I would like to eat a dandelion.
Well, I will spoil the fact that it's definitely not dandelion week.
All right, well, that's good.
What did you think about the second sound?
It was like a snap and then like someone was cutting it.
So the word snap is really good here. One of the things that people do with this ingredient is they don't snap it, but they clap it. So it makes a loud kind of sound. Can you think of any ingredients that you would clap?
No. I mean, like, I guess you could shake dried beans, but that wouldn't make that clap sound.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really odd sound. And then for the last sound, it sounded like someone snuffling.
Yes, so someone is sniffing. That's what we're hearing. So after you would clap this ingredient, you would then sniff it. What ingredients have a really strong smell?
A lot of herbs and plants have a very strong scent.
Right. This is an herb. This is a hard one, so I'm going to give you some hints.
All right.
Like you just guessed, this ingredient is an herb. An herb is a plant whose leaves we use to flavor or spice up our recipes. It's often grown in home gardens. It can be grown outside or inside on a windowsill. I grow it myself in the summer. It's the most recognizable ingredient in pesto, a common Italian sauce with a bright green color.
Is it basil?
That's correct. Welcome to Basil Week. Thank you so much for playing, as always, Zoe.
Glad to be here.
All this week, we'll be talking about the magical, flavorful leaves of the basil plant. Basil, like we said earlier, is an example of an herb,
Other herbs include parsley, cilantro, and mint. Herbs are plants whose leaves have a lot of flavor. You often see them put on top of finished recipes, like a taco or a pasta dish. They can also be the main ingredient in a sauce like chimichurri. It's time to learn some more about basil by talking directly to one of its most famous recipes. Adelina is back with another edition of The Scoop right after our break. Grown-ups, this ad is for you. Hey, grown-ups. I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Kroger family of stores. Kids love snacks. And with Kroger's grocery pickup service, it's easy to keep your pantry stocked. My family can't get enough of Kroger's original chip-made cookies. And with Pickup, you can shop online and pick up your groceries at a store near you. In just a few clicks, you can fill your cart with all the things you need and schedule a pickup time that works for you. And they'll bring it out to your vehicle when you arrive. It's that easy. To learn more, visit Kroger.com. Happy snacking! Hey, grown-ups, having trouble getting your kids to eat their vegetables? As a parent, I get it. Some kids will do whatever it takes to avoid eating their veggies.
So, I suppose the most undiplomatic thing I could do, I have never done this, is throw your plate against the wall. It's also the first thing that comes to mind. Been there, thought that.
I've hid them in my napkin, but my mom ended up finding out and she told me to eat it and it was torture.
I pushed them around on my plate to make it look scattered so I ate more than I actually did. And I basically said that I'm full.
Purdue has the answer. With the new Purdue Chicken Plus, there's a quarter cup of veggies hidden in every serving. They even come in fun shapes, like dino nuggets. So you'll get less of this.
So the bowl was on the table and I swiped it with my arm and it fell off and shattered into pieces.
And more of this. Learn more at purdue.com/ATK. That's purdue.com/ATK, where you'll find some great recipes and coupons for your next meal. And we're back. It's time for The Scoop with Adelina. This week, we sent Adelina into the kitchen of one of our favorite Italian restaurants to find her interview subject. Adelina, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Molly.
Look out. Coming behind you.
Whoa, excuse you. It sure is busy back here.
The kitchen of any restaurant is a very busy place. I think your interviewee should be at the first chef station waiting for you.
All right. Let's see. Hello?
Hey, how do you do?
You must be Joey Pesto.
Hey, don't gonna ask me twice. Pesto, spice coach, motivational taste tweaker, you name it, I'll dish your dish.
Wow, that's a lot to fit onto a business card.
We use a tiny font. Hey!
Let's start at the beginning. Your pesto. What's that?
Pesto is the besto, ain't that the truth? I'm the boss sauce, the top topping, a complex blend of Italian excellence.
I see. So, pesto is a sauce that's often used in Italian cooking.
Yep, that's me, Joey Pesto.
A complex blend of Italian what exactly?
Well, let's start from the beginning. Picture it. Beautiful seaside landscapes, birds chirping, and basil growing like it's nobody's business. The name Pesto tells you a little bit about how I got started.
How so?
Pesto comes from the Italian word pestare, which means to crush.
Yikes.
Nah, like a nice crush, like a cooking crush. Gotta crack some eggs to make an omelet. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. So a big part of making pesto is crushing up the ingredients?
Right. Sometimes you might even use a mortar and pestle.
So what are the ingredients that get crushed up?
Some people do it one way, some people do it another. Just like anything else, different chefs got different secret recipes and variations. But me? I'm by the book. Classic mixture of some pretty common ingredients that make some pretty uncommon results.
I'd guess that one of the ingredients is basil, seeing that it is Basil Week.
Bingo! That's what gives me this beautiful shade of green and a ton of flavor. The other ingredients are just as important, though. You've got your pine nuts. Add a little garlic, Parmesan cheese, then mix in some olive oil and bada bing, bada boom, presto. It's pesto.
Yum, sounds delicious and very Italian. But you're right, those are pretty common ingredients.
You ever heard the phrase, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts?
Oh, sure, that's, isn't it, So, Joey, can you help me out with this one?
Aristotle.
Aristotle, of course. But maybe for some of our younger listeners, maybe you want to try to explain who Aristotle is or was?
Sure, no problem. Aristotle was alive hundreds of years ago. He's what we call a philosopher, which was a word for someone who just thought about stuff really well. Aristotle said a lot of really deep, confusing, but meaningful things about the way people and their minds work.
And he's the one who said the whole is greater than the sum of its parts?
Right, which is true about me. When you take all my ingredients, basil, pine nuts, olive oil, garlic, Parmesan, put them all together and crush them up, they make something really special and unique. Pesto, baby!
Joey Pesto in this case.
Joey Pesto! Hey, don't wear it out! Now, I'm more than just a pile of my ingredients. I'm more than the sum of my parts because all those ingredients combine, react, and balance each other out in a really special way. They make something new and different and quite frankly, great. Sorry, I can't help but tear up when I get going on this. I owe it all to them, you know? They're what make me so great. They're the real MVP.
That's really amazing. Wow, I'm getting a little emotional too. Sorry, you just give off this tough guy sort of thing. Anyways, can you tell me more about why pesto is so great?
This sauce is considered superhuman, really packs a punch. I'm hearty. I have a strong taste. You can't miss me, and I can single-handedly make a whole meal.
I've had pasta with pesto sauce. You really are the star of the show.
I told you, a strong and complicated sauce.
Complicated is a good word for it. You're more than just the flavorful tough guy.
I got all different sides to me, complex and three-dimensional.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Back to you, Molly. So, do you speak any Italian?
Me? Nah, I'm from Brooklyn.
Thanks, Adelina, and thanks to Joey Pesto for that motivational interview. I learned a lot. Speaking of learning a lot, it's time for Make It Your Way. We asked all of you young chefs to tell us how you're using this week's special ingredient at home. Do you have a secret pesto recipe? Or what about caprese salad? Let's hear how some of the kid recipe testers use basil in their own kitchens.
My name is Alba, and I'm 11 years old. I know that in my previous school, we used to grow a lot of plants and vegetables, and we did grow basil, and from time to time, we would take some and taste it a bit, or we would add it to recipes that we made in tomato sauce. Making the sauce and then later on adding in the basil to have a bit of flavor, and usually my mom and I, it's kind of something, like I know that you have to add it in sometimes, but we like to add in quite a lot of basil just to make it taste really good.
My name's Ellie and I'm 13. Yes, I like basil. Mostly Italian food like pasta. I make spaghetti puttanesca with basil sometimes. Puttanesca is like a, I don't know, I think it's Mediterranean and it has like olives and capers. Well, we have a garden and we have like different squares and one of them is for herbs and I think sometimes we grow basil in it.
So I'm Jack and I am 11 years old. America's Test Kitchen. Yeah, isn't that leafy one? The big leafy green. My mom grows it in our garden. It's an herb. A plant herb. Plant herbs. And like leafy herb. And it tastes good. Don't put it on top of your ice cream. That is my advice. Period.
Well, that's all the time we have for our fresh basil talk today. But we'll be back on Wednesday with more bunches of basil. Coming up in our next episode is some tricky trivia to get a little more in-depth with our leafy knowledge. Then we have a special interview for Ask a Grown-Up about home gardens and growing community. Don't miss all this and more on our next episode of Mystery Recipe. If you love Mystery Recipe, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. Until then, keep on cooking. Mystery Recipe is hosted by me, Molly Birnbaum, and I'm a chef's hat. Chad Chennai is our writer and producer. He's an apron covered in flour. Our executive producer is Caitlin Kelleher. She's a trusty wooden spoon. Scoring, sound design, and mixing by Matt Boynton of Ultraviolet Audio, The Cutting Board. Jonathan Roberts composed our theme music. He's the timer on your microwave. Our post-production supervisor is Hen Margolis, a measuring cup. Our production manager is Diane Knox, who is also our grocery list. Jack Bishop is our chief creative officer at America's Test Kitchen. He's the oven. David Nussbaum is our CEO, our favorite cookbook. Special thanks to our senior science editor, Paul Adams, our deputy editor, Kristen Sargianis, and editorial assistant, Katie O'Hara. This episode featured the voices of Adelina Rodriguez and Joey Lopez. Thanks again to our sponsor, Purdue. Mystery Recipe is a production of America's Test Kitchen Kits. Hi, grown-ups. I wanted to tell you a little bit about our newsletter. If you love the fun food content we share on Mystery Recipe, then sign up today for our ATK Kids newsletter to receive even more recipes, activities, and stories from me straight to your inbox. As a mom of two, I always try to include things that are important to my family, and it's a great way to hear about all the new things we are cooking up at ATK. Plus, every new email added will be entered for a chance to win 3 free ATK Kids books for toddlers through teens. We'll draw 10 winners every month while the promotion lasts, and we have some great books available all the time. Head to atkkids.com/newsletter to sign up today for your chance to win.